I call this meeting to order on Monday, September 29th, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. in person in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams. Moving on to line item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nuuh, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Nuuh, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to line item 3, roll call.
Event programmer Alberon. Event programmer Barrera.
Present over Teams.
Event programmer DeForno.
Absence unexcused.
Event programmer Gammas.
Tardy excused.
Event programmer Cardanis.
Present over Teams. Cardanis.
Event programmer Lockwood.
I believe present over Teams.
Event programmer Price.
Also present over Teams.
Assistant Director Guile.
Present.
Assistant Director Patel.
Present.
Director Krentz.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Okay, awesome. Moving on to line item 4, public comment. I do have a little something. So, Programmer Cheney did resign. He says, "Dear Mrs. Krentz, I'm writing to formally resign from my position as a programmer for ASUN at the University of Nevada, Reno, effective September 15th, 2025. Although my time in this role has been brief, I am very grateful for the opportunity to contribute to the department and gain exposure to the programming work being done here. I have great respect for the team and the projects underway, and I regret that I am unable to continue in the position at this time. Thank you for your support and understanding. I will do my best to ensure a smooth transition before my departure. Please let me know if there are any specific tasks I can assist with to make the process easier. I'm appreciative of the experience and wish the team continued success in the future. Sincerely, Josh Cheney." Any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll be moving on to line item 5, adoption of minutes. So we do have four meeting minutes that are to be approved. So I'm making a motion to approve line items 5A through 5D through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Pichon.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Guile.
Second.
Is there any abstentions to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then that motion passes. So we'll be moving on to line item 6, reports. Just while you guys are doing your reports, make sure you're talking kind of loud, just because I know on the voice recordings they get kind of muffled. So we'll be starting off with Programmer Alberon.
Good morning, everyone. As of late, I've been working with Programmer DeForno on our events, more love and pack. Lately, we have just been in lengthy contact with the Joe, sorting out any safety hazards and any making sure that they understand the what we want our event to look like and what we want to work with them with. And then we've just been going through the motions of doing requests lately, and we'll be moving forward with that.
Awesome. Are there any questions for Programmer Alberon? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Programmer Barrera. I have his report. So Programmer Barrera writes, "Hi everyone, happy Monday. Since we last met, I was able to get doggy style food truck through the vendor system, and I am now waiting for their PO to be approved. Additionally, Programmer Price and I attended SEAB, and we are now exploring alternative options to fireworks like a drone show. Hellfest is coming together nicely, and I'm excited to host it in just over 3 weeks." All right, and then if there's any questions for Programmer Barrera, I would probably just either Teams message him or send him an email, just because I'm not for sure what he had been working on this week. So, okay, and then for Programmer DeForno, I did not receive a report from him, so we'll be moving on to Programmer Gomez.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. A few things for Pi Pride Puff. It will not be held on the quad. Currently, just between the ASU and intramural field or mezzanine bowl. I'm still waiting a response for the intramural field, otherwise the mezzanine bowl is Grimza has been confirmed, but I'm still waiting on a response for ERB. And then the Amazon request is in for most of the items we need to prepare.
Any questions for programmer Gomez? Okay, moving on to programmer Cardonis. Do you have a report?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so we've been trying to be in contact with the Joe, and we've been having a little bit of difficulty. But I think that they contacted Livery about letting us use the plaza. And then beyond that, we've been trying to get most of our fruit in by donations. So I've been in contact with Trader Joe's and Sprouts, and I think Liberty's in contact with, like, two other similar stores. And they both seem pretty open to the idea. For one of them, I need to get our tax code. But anyway, we are trying to make it so that we don't have, like, too much of one fruit. So we're trying to coordinate each one with each different store. And then we're just going to use, any supplementary budget we have to maybe buy some flowers or some fruits that they wouldn't be so happy donating. So I think that's about it.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions for programmer Cardonis? Okay, seeing none. Moving on to programmer Lockwood.
I'm not 100% sure where she went. I swear she was just here, but I think she might have had to leave because she's dealing with something right now. But yeah.
Okay. I'll just label that one as no report. So then moving on to programmer Price, if you have a report.
Okay, I honestly can't really hear right now, but I'm assuming you said for me to get my report, so I'm currently getting ready for my 9 a.m., so that's why I couldn't attend in person. But last week I attended the FCAB meeting with programmer Barrera to present our upcoming event, which was officially granted approval. A large part of our discussion centered around the fireworks situation, and we're still in active conversations with parking services regarding a potential launch site, and I'll continue working with them to determine if that's feasible. And then we also explored the idea of a drone show as an alternative option, and I'm currently coordinating details for this as a backup plan, just ensuring that we have a strong contingency in place.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for programmer Bryce? Moving on to Assistant Director Guile.
All right. Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Raylan, I think you're muted.
Oh, you are muted?
Wait, yeah, I think you're still muted.
Have I muted as a director?
I don't think so. If they've been able to.
Do you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Okay. So, this is Director Guile.
Okay. Awesome. Good morning, everyone. This week, I also attended the SAB meeting just to make sure everyone's events went smoothly through that process. I also met with my intern for the first time last week, and then we have another meeting today. We're just going to be going over kind of like her requirements for the intern events and just making sure everything's running smoothly there as well. And then me alongside Assistant Director Patel and Director Krentz have just been rolling along with the homecoming parade after party. Perfect. And that's pretty much it. So just let me know if you have any questions as our computer is dying the connection.
Any questions? Moving on to Assistant Director Patel.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a great weekend. Lately, I've been working with programmer Alvaran on minor designs for a small note for the pack, which we hope to have finalized by the end of the day today. I've also connected with Assistant Director Mendoza from VR Campus Relations to start putting together engaging reels leading up to homecoming week. So if you have any ideas for your specific events, please reach out. And I'll also be getting in contact with you all soon with some ideas I have in mind for each of your events. Over the week, I'll be having one-on-ones with all the interns to make sure no one feels overwhelmed by deadlines and to offer help with anything they need for their specific event tasks. And in terms of intern-led programming, The interns assigned to Escape the Stress Away are exploring new directions for their event since the rink rental was far over budget. I'll be working closely with each intern on that event during our one-on-ones to provide guidance and help them move forward with fresh ideas.
Okay, perfect. Any questions for Assistant Director Patel? Cool. Moving on to my own report, Director Prince for the record. So last week I also met with my intern last Tuesday. We just kind of went over just a couple get-to-know-me's. We went over a couple things for her actual event. She was on the Escape the Stress Away event, so I assume I'll probably have to ask her again about that one. But much like Assistant Director Giles said, I've just been handling kind of the backside stuff for the homecoming parade and the after party. I'm having to get a few updated quotes just because I was told that we are now covering Rumza security and porta potty rentals for the entirety of the event, not just the after party portion of everything. So I'll be having to reach out with some separate quotes for that. As of now, the Casey Lawn and the Joe Plaza are being held for the homecoming event, so those should be reserved. And then I need to reach out to a couple vendors to see if they can come to the event. So that should be Letty's Tacos, Rich Pizza, and Kate's. I believe are the three that we had discussed. We originally had a little extra wiggle room in the budget to potentially do another food vendor, but I will need to double check out because we will be providing security and EMTs now for, I believe it's like a 6-hour event. Do you guys have any questions for me? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to line item 7, old business. We'll be starting out with line item 7A, S'more Love for the Pack.
So, for our budget, the highlighted portions are the portions that we have either added or adjusted. So, line item 1, propane tanks, $68.74 each. We're going to get two of those for a total of $137.48 from Home Depot. Line item 2, propane tank triple adapter, each $31.99. We're going to get one of those from Amazon. And then line item 3, propane tank wise splitter, $17.99. We're going to get one of those from Amazon. And then if you go down to line item 11, Wolfpack towels, we're only going to get 125 of those for $8.98 each. And then those are going to be from the Wolf Shop instead for a total of $1,122.50. And then line item 13, fire pits. We're going to get 5 of those for $125.99 each for a total of $629.95 from Amazon. Our MISC is $266.62 with our total event budget being $2,932.77 with the total ACM budget being $3,202.67.
Any questions for programmer Alberan about the updated budget?
So, not as much of a question, but just with the updated budget, I would make sure your cost per student also changes, because I just added up your updated with your expected attendance, and it went up to $977. So if we can just make sure that's fixed for the next meeting, but otherwise it all looks good.
Any other questions? I guess I kind of have not really a clarifying question, but Dr. Prince, for the record, I know we kind of talked about it, but the propane tanks, you said we can return those, correct? Is there anything to think about?
I believe so. Programmer DeForno was handling that aspect, but we can either return them or there is a place that's behind the Joe that stores things like propane tanks. So worst case scenario, we can put it in there and we even use it for like Wolf Town next year or something.
Okay. Any other questions?
Clarification questions. So is this just that borrow program where you take a full tank, you use it, and you return it back, or you actually buy a tank and hoping to just keep filling it in the future?
I believe since it's from Amazon. Oh, sorry. No, from Home Depot. I think it, you can do either. I'm not sure.
When I had talked to Parker Lynch before about it, he said it was the rental system.
The
where they like fill it up, and then once you're done with it, you can give it back and get disposable and stuff.
Okay. Any other questions? Clarifying questions? Okay. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to pass the amended Somewhere Left for the PAC budget to unanimous consent. Assistant Director Patel.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Guy.
Second.
Is there any abstentions to the motion? Okay, seeing none, the amended Somewhere Left for the PAC budget passes. So we will be moving on to line item 7B, PAC powder puff.
Which is $158 an hour, and they're going to be there for the entirety of it, which is 2 hours, and it'll be $316. My miss went to $240.48, and then total event budget to $2,404.78, with a total AUC event budget of $2,645.25.
Okay. Any questions for programmer comments? To pass the amended PAC PowerPuff budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Grant.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Is there any abstentions to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the amended PAC PowerPuff budget passes. So we'll be moving on to line item 7C, the HowlFest budget, which I will be going over. So, looks like only one line item got changed. So line item 10, they added a popcorn machine, which is going to come out to $82.99 from Amazon, which changes their miscellaneous to $334.99, which brings their total event budget to $3,349.94, with their total ASUN budget being $3,684.93 for the total event. Are there any questions regarding this budget that I could potentially answer? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to pass the amended HowlFest budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Gomez.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Albrecht.
Second.
Is there any abstentions to the motion? Okay, seeing none, we will be moving on to line item 7D, PAC skipping.
Assistant Director Patel for the record. For PAC skipping, our cost per student went up to $4.23. Moving on to line item 3, we will be getting a bottle of water, 4 cases of bottled water, each for $8.98, making that total to be $35.92 from Sam's Club. Moving on to line item 8, we'll be getting 4 cases of Pepsi, each being $17.98, making that total $71.92 from Sam's Club. Line item 9, JCSU staffing, which comes out to $324 from the Joe Crowley Student Union. Line item 10, this makes our miss out to be $63.52, making our total event budget $635.27. And our total ASUN budget to be $698.79.
Okay. Are there any questions regarding the updated budget? Okay. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to pass the amended PAC skipping budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Albert.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Michelle.
Second.
Are there any abstentions to the motion? Seeing none, then the amended PAC skipping budget passes. So we're only moving on, if I can get up here, to line item 8, new business. So there's no new business to be discussed at this time. Line item 9, public public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Thanks, Director Prince. Luis Sengalad, the Associate Director for the Record. Thank you, team, for all your hard work. And as you're 3 weeks out from your events, don't forget to submit your P-card request. And I know that for the team, there was a conversation about having ESI security on the power club. So just wanted to remind you that that piece is still could come up again at SCAB. And then let me know how I can best support you.
Seeing none, we're moving on to item 10 adjournment. So I adjourned this meeting on Monday, September 29th at 8:55 a.m. in the Frankie Studio Pop-Up President's Conference Room, as well as with the teams.